AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russian forces have targeted Ukraine with more missiles and munition-carrying drones after widespread strikes killed at least 19 people yesterday in an attack the UN Human Rights Office is describing as particularly shocking and amounting to potential war crimes. The Biden administration says it is willing to reevaluate relations with Saudi Arabia over Saudi oil production cuts that will boost Russia in the war in Ukraine.
Senate Foreign Relations Chair Bob Menendez wants to cut off all arms sales and security cooperation with the kingdom beyond what's needed to protect Americans. He's among a growing number of Democrats who are accusing the Saudis of skirting a decades-long bargain that's provided them U.S. security in exchange for a reliable oil flow here at the White House.
The president believes that it's time to take another look at this relationship.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the president's willing to discuss it with Menendez and others, but stops short of predicting what might happen. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The lead prosecutor, Mike Satz, in the trial of Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz, made his final case to persuade jurors to sentence Cruz to death.
He wanted to be known. That was the goal of his plan, not just to kill at least 20 people, but when you see me on the news, you'll know who I am.
Cruz sat impassively during Satz's presentation. Melissa McNeil is Cruz's attorney.
Your struggle to raise yourself above revenge and sympathy will be difficult because you're human beings and you have heard horrible things.
President Biden says the U.S. has brokered a historic breakthrough between Israel and Lebanon that would end a dispute over their shared maritime border and reduce the risk of war between the enemy countries. This is AP News. More jury deliberations in Alex Jones' Sandy Hook trial.
A Connecticut jury has resumed deliberations in its efforts to decide on how much conspiracy theorist Alex Jones should pay for spreading the lie that the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting was staged by crisis actors. Roughly an hour into their second full day of discussions in the defamation trial in Waterbury, jurors asked for help interpreting a sentence in their instructions on determining damages. Jones and his company, Free Speech Systems, were found liable for damages last year to 15 plaintiffs in the lawsuit for broadcasting a conspiracy theory that no children died and that the victims' relatives were part of an elaborate hoax. I'm Norman Hall.
Crypto exchange Bittrex was fined $24 million by U.S. authorities for helping clients evade U.S. sanctions in places such as Syria, Iran, and Crimea. It is the largest penalty ever levied against a cryptocurrency exchange by the Office of Foreign Assets Control. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.